Hi, I'm Art Kaplan. I'm the head of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine. You may have heard about this case. A gentleman, 70 years old in Florida, showed up at an emergency room. He had a very high blood alcohol content. People started to intervene with him and found a big tattoo on him that said, "Do not resuscitate." Now, he was an individual who had a long history of many, many medical problems. He had chronic obstructive lung disease. He had diabetes. He had many, many other medical complications. So he was definitely difficult to revive. And the question became, should they try to do that? Do you have to follow instructions that are tattooed on somebody in big print? Well, my own view on this case is it's a tough one because clearly somebody who puts "do not resuscitate" across their chest is trying to send a message about their values. On the other hand, there are no reasons to think that a tattoo is in any way legally binding. We don't ask people to honor a contract if they tattoo on themselves that they're going to love forever Joe or Rosie or Suzanne or whoever. It's just a decorative aesthetic choice. It's not a legal document. No state is going to enforce that tattoo. So if you chose to resuscitate him on legal grounds, you'd be okay. What about ethics? Well, I think ethically, it isn't enough to rely on a tattoo. Why? You don't know how impulsively that might have been put on. You don't know whether he had it put on 12 years ago or within the past month. You can't get information, if you will, about whether he changed his mind or not about the whole thing. Tattoos are not something to be encouraged as a way to communicate values. If there was a chance to resuscitate this gentleman with a high degree of likelihood, then I probably would have done so. The medical team did ask for an ethics consult, which was fine, and I think that's a good thing to do too, just to get a second opinion. But as my view goes, the tattoo isn't binding. What would be binding is if you had the tattoo, or for that matter, a medical bracelet, and then in your wallet or your purse, you had an advance directive. Now, remember, in talking to patients, they ought to be encouraged to carry an advance directive. And they certainly can be encouraged, if they have strong views, to wear a bracelet or get a tattoo. That's fine. But they need to understand the tattoo isn't the last word. It's a signal to check something. Ask relatives. Ask friends. Look for that advance directive, get a confirmation. And a tattoo is no substitute at all for conversation with your loved ones, friends, others who are going to be present if you get into trouble or become unconscious, as this gentleman was. You have to have had that conversation so they know what you want and can back up any bracelet or tattoo that you might have. So sure, tattoos are interesting and they're important, but they're basically signals saying we've got a situation where we better make sure that we're not doing something that this individual didn't want. The best way to make sure of that, tell your patients, keep a copy of your advance directive, even if it's a short one that just says, "I don't want to be resuscitated," and is witnessed and dated. That's very much confirmatory for what the tattoo says. And most importantly, have that conversation with them. Have that conversation, making it explicit that they need to talk to family and friends and others. The best way to get your wishes respected is not to tattoo them on your body, it's to talk about them with family and friends. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU School of Medicine. Thanks for watching.